Good morning to you. This is the voice of Pastor Ken Harger coming your way. And as you can tell, my voice is just, we went a step backwards. And so we just got to kind of make some changes this morning. And so first of all, I appreciate it if you remember me in prayer. Some of it has to do with the weakness that I'm experiencing. Some of it has to do with whatever's going on in my voice box. So I would appreciate some prayers. And what we're going to try to do is as messages I have preached in the past. And I just want to make a little lead. And then we will listen to one of the messages from the past that I have preached on this station before. But the message can be good for today, just as it was the day that I preached it. And as I do that, I would like to share with you the realization that I appreciate each of the stations that carry my program, and I appreciate the Facebook, and so I won't mention the numbers and so on because it makes me talk just a little longer, but I do want to say thank you to those that make cover the financial costs of the broadcast, to Gloria Spencer in memory and honor of her husband Spence. She lives in Orleans, and she's been a supporter for a long time. For Bell and Judy Hammond, the same way, they live in Belding, and I appreciate their support. And for Shiloh Community Church, I appreciate their support that they have given, and it's been a special blessing to be able to be a part of the ministry in this kind of way. I think you know about hours of the church, so I won't mention those this morning. And instead, I just want to have a little prayer for you, the listening audience, that God might bless you in a special way because of this message and because of who you are and because of your desire to learn a little more about Him. So, dear Father, once again, I come in your presence. And, dear Father, I come in the name of the Lord Jesus, and I come to remember the listening audience. Father, that's the reason we want to keep doing this. And so I just pray that you would be pleased to bless the listening audience in a very special way. Whatever their needs are, I pray you meet their needs according to your will. And as I do that for them, I do the same thing for myself, Father. Would you meet my needs? Because I reach out to you and ask for your blessing for the listening audience and for the message as it goes forth. Now, God bless each one of the individuals in a special way in Jesus' name and for His sake. Amen.
However you've joined us, I'm just so glad to have you be a part of our broadcast time together today. And it is Father's Day, so I want to take a moment to say Happy Father's Day to all of the dads of our congregation, our listening audience this morning. I'm thinking of congregation as I use the idea of always been a part of church life, you know. But anyway, our listening audience, those of you that are dads, congratulations to you. Those of you that are grandpas, because you're still a dad, now you've gone on to being a grandpa. Congratulations to you. And those of you that find yourself like I am, a great grandpa as well, God's blessing upon you as a dad, a grandpa, or a great grandpa, or even a great great grandpa, that God would just bless you on this special day whereby we pay tribute to you and all that you offer to the family. As I shared a message this morning, we're going to be talking about our Heavenly Father is our role model for each one of us as an earthly father. I think that's just something good to get a hold of. We got a role model to follow. The role model isn't me or it's not some other dad that I know. The role model is our Heavenly Father. And then we can learn, I'm sure, from one another as well. But at the same time, we're understanding that we can gain something from God's Word that helps us to understand what He would have for us. I need to say thank you to those that help with the financial cost of the broadcast. So Doug and Noreen Laney, Lane family, you are in Sheridan. Congratulations and thank you for your support that you give to us on the radio broadcast. Gay London, in memory and honor of her husband Dave from Greenville, thanks so much for your financial support. Marie Rivard, in memory and honor of her husband Fran in Greenville also, thanks for your financial support. And Court Warner, Premium Truck and Auto, located east of Belden on M44. Complete truck and auto repair and service, so your vehicle needs some attention, head it over to Court Warner, Premium Truck and Auto. Give you an invitation to attend Shiloh Community Church. Our weekend of worship, as we call it, starts off Saturday evening, 6:30, Sunday morning, 8:15, and then there's a little break, and at 10:30, there's another service, which is our contemporary service. And then at Faith Baptist Church, the old Faith Baptist Church on M57, east of town, at 5 o'clock, we have a service there as well. Give you invitation to attend any one of those services. Also, a big thank you to K.N. Kingsinger for picking out our music that we have this morning, and we're looking forward to thinking about fathers and thinking about dads. And my stepdad's been gone. My biological dad's been gone. I think through my lifetime here, I've had probably about 8 or 10 other older men than myself that I picked at dad as a father. And I'm looking for somebody now, because all of those have also passed on down through the years. And as we think about the father figure, what a privilege it is that when God wanted to let us know what he was like, he said, I'm going to be a heavenly father. And I want to get to know the heavenly father a little better. And so that's what we're going to try to do this morning in our broadcast. Now, after we listen to the song, I'll probably have it slowed down a little bit in my thinking. I've been so busy these last few days here, this last week, a little bit over a week. I think it's 8 days. I will have conducted 10 funeral services. I tell you, this has been a heavy, sad week to think of that many people have passed on in 1 week's time. And I was one of them that was doing the services. And you know, to do 10 services in a week may really kind of makes you realize just how swift this thing called life goes by. And so that's why when we got something we can celebrate, we need to celebrate the fact of a dad and a place that dad plays in the family and a place that dad plays in our society. So we're going to listen to a song, and this is an older song, but sometimes you remember different things. And this young lady that's singing this is just remembering her daddy's hands. And you know, sometimes that's what we need to do. They're gone from you. They passed on. You need to remember, and this is one of the things that you can remember as this song's going to share with us. I remember Daddy's hands and what it was like to know him, to have him be a part of my life. So let's listen in. I'll settle down, and I'll be ready to go when I come back, okay? God bless you.
I remember Daddy's hands folded silently in prayer and reaching Dad. was soft and kind when I was crying. Daddy's hands were hard as steel when I'd done wrong. Daddy's hands weren't always gentle, but I've come to understand there was always love in Daddy's hands.
I like that song. I like the thoughts in that song about especially thinking of those of you that has your loved one has passed on. Your dad is no longer with you. And that song just kind of reminds us of what Daddy was like and the things that was important to him and things that was a part of his life. To the rest of us, rest of you that have your dad still with you, we just want to thank the Lord. So let's bow together for a moment of prayer. Dear Father, I want to pray especially for those that their father has passed on. That one that we call dad is no longer a part of our life because he's physically moved on to that which is beyond this life. And Father, as we reflect upon our fathers, we can reflect upon some of the good things that happen, some of the more difficult things that happen. But all of it, Father, is a learning experience for each and every one of us. And I thank you this morning that you're going to show us that rather our father was a good father and provided for us and did the things that dad should do, or rather he just wasn't there or wasn't a part of your life, a life of each one of us. I just pray, Father, that through the Heavenly Father we might see that he meets the need of all of those things that maybe our earthly dad did not meet the need of. And at the same time, I want to pray that you would challenge the dads of today to realize what a tremendous privilege we have, but yet also what a tremendous responsibility we have as we think that you, our Heavenly Father, have given us a role model that we can follow and think about to be a kind of a parent we should be to those children that you've given to us. So I just pray that you would just guide us today, direct us, give us open, receptive hearts to receive. But most of all, I pray you bless every dad that he would know that you love him and that he would know that his family loves him. And I pray there would be many words of love shared today towards those dear people that we call dad. And I'll thank you and I'll praise you for that in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. Tell you what, I'd like to get the idea of Jesus being our God, the Father, rather, being our role model to follow after. One day in the life of the Lord Jesus, he had been praying to his Father, and the disciples had heard him, and the disciples had seen him different times go off and pray, and seen the difference that it was making in his life as he spent a little time with his Heavenly Father. And as he came back one time, the disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples." And Jesus said unto them, "When you pray, say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed or holy would be your name." When you pray, say, "Our Father in heaven." A Heavenly Father being revealed. Jesus is saying that our Father, he is sharing his Father with us. And Jesus wants us to know that in the relationship that Jesus had with the Father, there's a role model for you and I to have as a relationship, not only with the Father, but as we have, as we are a Father. And we see through the ministry of the life of the Lord Jesus, he spent a lot of time with his Father. And you know, I think we need to know that Jesus wants us to get just a little bit acquainted. That's why he said, "When you pray, say, Our Father, which is in heaven." So let's start getting a little bit acquainted of what Jesus might have in mind when he's thinking about this one Heavenly Father. One of the portions of Scripture I like is the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus delivered his sermon. speaking to many thousands of people that gathered together to hear him in the great out of doors. And in Matthew 7, a couple of the three verses in there, it shares with us something that Jesus did in that Sermon on the Mount. Now, this is what he starts out to say. And what we're going to take a look at first, the role model that we have from the Heavenly Father, is that he gives good gifts. Our Heavenly Father gives you and I good gifts. Often in our church we'll say, God is good, and say all the time, God is good. And that's okay. And no, I come to the realization, one verse is taught in the Scripture that says, the goodness of God leads you and I to a place of repentance. Another verse that I often pray at funeral homes is the idea that every good and every perfect gift comes down from our Father above. And so this Father is a giver of good gifts to his children. So here's what he says on that Sermon on the Mount. Which of you, if his son would ask you for bread, you would give him a stone? Would you do that as a dad? Your son wants something to eat, you give him a stone. Or if he asked you for a fish, would you give him a snake? That sounds like a kind of crazy thing. Now listen to what Jesus says, the simpleness of his teaching. If you then, though you are evil, meaning you have a sinful nature, you know how to give good gifts to your children. And dads, you know how to give good gifts to your children. And dads, I trust you have given some good gifts to your children. Then here's what he's saying. And I love the how much mores of the Scripture. I'm not going to dwell on that this morning, but there's a whole bunch of how much more. If you do this, how much more will this Heavenly Father give unto you good gifts to those who ask him? God will give you good gifts for those who ask him. It's reminding us that God is saying, if you know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more does your Heavenly Father know how to give good gifts to you? The gifts that is just going to be the best gift that you could ever receive. And he tells us these gifts come down from our Father above, reaching down to you and reaching down to me. How much more will the Father in heaven give above and beyond what you think you can do as a human being, above and beyond that which maybe be a thought of trying to bring about goodness to your family, the blessing, showing them that you love them and care for them? How much more will your Father be able to do that to you? Today we're thinking about good gifts given by the Father to a son. And we're thinking about those kinds of things that has to do with the blessings of our lives into their lives and their lives into our lives. I shared a story on my Facebook public figure page, talked about a little girl that had wrapped up a present for her daddy. And it was a big box, and she took a lot of paper to do it, and her dad got upset with her because she used so much paper to wrap that box up. Anyway, the next day, that was Christmas Day, the little girl gave the box to her dad. And when she opened up the box, when he opened up the box, he found it was empty. And then she scolded the child again. Even though he was sorry for the first time, he scolded her again. You wasted so much paper, and there's no present in here. It's just an empty box. And the little girl's answer looked up at him and tears in her eyes and said, oh, Daddy, it's not empty. I blew a whole bunch of kisses into the box, and Daddy did just for you. I don't know about you, but all of a sudden I have a kind of a sick feeling in my stomach thinking, if you was that dad, you should feel about a quarter of an inch high about now when you misuse something that was so precious and so valuable, a good gift. That's what he says. God is generous with you and I. And we need to be generous with our children as well. These gifts come down from the Heavenly Father. Your gifts go directly to your children and so on, and that is something that is very special. In this giving, the Father, we see the law of respect. You see, the law of respect says you got to have respect for your children to be able to do that. The law of respect is telling us people follow people stronger than ourselves. And if we can show stronger than them, and that's what the parents should be, then there's the fact that there's some courage that comes from that, some faithfulness that comes to that. So you see that God is saying to you and I want you to love your children, and he does. But God is saying, I want you to give good gifts to your children. Now, this is only point number one when we think about the giving of good gifts, because there is dads. There is dads probably listening to my voice this morning that you think that's what's going to make your child happy is to give them good gifts. You think that's about the main thing you have to do. If you're a good provider for them and you give them good gifts and they like getting the good gifts, then that's all there is to it. But that's only point number one. The role model of following our Heavenly Father says you do give good gifts. Because you enjoy doing that and you know what your children need. Now listen to the second thought. The role model of our Father in heaven says we need to value the good name of our family. We need to value what God has given to each one of us as a part of our own individual life to know that he has blessed us in this kind of a way. He has blessed us with this kind of encouragement that can give us that source of strength that we need. After this manner, he told the disciples, you pray, our Father, which is in heaven, holy be your name. You know what God is saying? As your Heavenly Father, I want you to know that my name is holy. I want you to have a sense of respect. A sense of reverence for my name. You know, I believe that we as a dad need to earn this as the Heavenly Father has earned it. But I believe we want there to be a good sense of respect whenever you think of the word dad. I hope that's a good sense of respect. The father's name is not, the family name is not just the name of the father like the Harger family. But within that Harger family is dad and mom and children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. And we want dad's name to be with respect. Now, I'm not asking for my name to be done in reverence. But when it comes to the Heavenly Father, I have reverence. I want to have reverence. I've always liked to keep God where he belongs, high and lifted up, above you and I. That story when I first read it in the book of Isaiah about the angels when they said the Lord was high and lifted up, and his temple, his robe did fill the temple. And the angels were flying with two wings, and they were saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. I want to have that kind of respect, that kind of reverence for God, for his name, for who he is. When I think of him, I want that kind of respect. Now, he's our role model. I think he deserves that kind of respect. I believe that God the Father has earned that kind of respect. I believe that Jesus in his relationship with the Father illustrates for us that he had that kind of respect for his Heavenly Father. And he was trying to teach the disciples, when you pray, say, our Father which is in heaven, holy, hallowed be your name. But there's some other verses that teach us something about this thing called name as well. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 22, verse 1, a good name, now listen to this, a good name is more desirable than great riches. A good name is more desirable than great riches. To be esteemed is better than silver and gold. To be looked up to be respected. A good name is more desirable than riches. The good name of yourself. The good name of your family. Now, for the ladies, he did it another way. In the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 7, verse 1, he says, a good name is better than the finest perfume. A good name is better than the most costly perfume that there is. Perfume is to give a fragrance. And God is simply saying a good name is one of the best fragrances that could possibly be. It's better than gold or silver. To be esteemed is something of great value. The great value of our Heavenly Father's name is that He is holy. And so we have reverence and respect to Him. But I like the way it puts that together in that verse as well, when it says, more desirable than riches or gold. Oh, there's many dads that work for the riches than gold, so they can give their children the gifts. And they think they've done their job. But what God is saying now, what's the word dad going to mean to your child? What's the word dad going to mean as they get older? There's great value in our Heavenly Father's name. The Father upholds His name by His character. Holy is God's character. That's who He is. And I believe we should uphold our name as dad or our family name by our character. Not by the gifts we can get. Those aren't the things that's going to make the difference. We need, dads today, you and I need, like our Heavenly Father, a good name to be held at high esteem. Then recognize that it's more important to have a good name with your children than it is to have all the riches to give to them. It's a good thing to have the fragrance of a good name for your family as they grow up more than anything else. Sometimes that's getting to be a lost art today. And God is simply trying to get us to reach out and say, that's something that is tremendously important for each one of us to have in our individual life. And I think it is important. I think it's important because we need to realize that sometimes we can get to those points and thinking that's all it's about. And it really is about a whole lot more. We each should take responsibilities for our family name. Dad, I'm simply saying you take responsibility for what the children may think or feel when they say, my dad. Maybe some of you, as I did, was raised by a stepdad, and he was mean to me. I didn't have any good memories, I didn't think at all. But you know, when I forgave him, I found out there were some good memories. We should take responsibility for our name. That when our children think of us, it'll be a pleasant, pleasant thought. It'll be something that is challenging to them. It'll be something that is challenging to our life. When I think of the Heavenly Father, when I can say, my Father in heaven, or our Father in heaven, that's something challenging to me. That even though all of my earthly parents are gone, I have a Heavenly Father, and He loves me, and He cares for me, and He's got good gifts for me, and He is valuable to me because of who He is, not just what He does. And not only that, He's got a high reputation. His name is esteemed, and I don't want to do anything in my life that would bring shame to the name of my Heavenly Father. I want to honor Him with my life. I would like to hear sometime from Him as He did to His own Son, Jesus. This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. I'm well pleased in this beloved Son. We like to brag about our children. But you know, even greater than that, I think it's important that our children can brag about us as dads. My dad this, my dad that. And it be good things and good feelings and things that cause you to have encouragement with each responsibility rest upon you as a dad. Just as the Heavenly Father upholds his own name, you and I need to realize we are the ones that need to uphold our name so that it's a blessing to our children. Your children will be a mirror of yourself. May I say that again? Your children will be a mirror of yourself. How's the mirror going? How's it working out in your life? Well, that's getting pretty heavy. Maybe we better take a little break. What do you think, huh? Take a little break for just a few moments. Let's listen to a song. I'll be right here. I'll be right here. It's a promise of God that our Heavenly Father is going to be with us at all times, and we can trust Him and know that He's going to be with us, and that's something very special. But, you know, just take a little breath yourself. We're not picking on dads this morning. We're just thinking about that role model that we have in our Heavenly Father that needs to reach out and speak to our lives and show forth to us the blessing we can be to our children. I'll be right back in just a few moments. And God says, I'll be right there. I'll be right there beside you as you do this job.
Daddy, would you hold me till the thunder passes by? She bit her lip and pleaded, trying real hard not to cry. But 6 years ain't enough to learn to hold back little tears. I sat down on the bedside and I whispered in her ears. And I said, everything's okay. I'm right here and I'm not going away. This old world makes lots of noise, but you've got nothing to fear. Just close your eyes and call my name, and I will be right here. Easily that we can be distracted by the sounds of the hustle and the bustle and the clamor all around. And when I'm feeling overwhelmed, so tired of all the noise, I tune my ears to heaven and listen for the Father's voice. And He said, everything's okay. I'm right here and I'm not going away. This old world makes lots of noise, but you've got nothing to fear. Just close your eyes and call my name, and I will be right here. When you hung upon that rugged cross so long ago, to hear the crowd yell, crucify Him, broke your heart, I know. Through the laughter of the soldiers and the sound of bitter tears, I wonder if your Father whispered something in your ear. Everything's okay. I'm right here and I'm not going away. This old world makes lots of noise, but you've got nothing to fear. Just close your eyes, call my name, and soon you'll be back here. Just close your eyes, call my name, and I will be right here.
What a beautiful promise our Heavenly Father has given to each one of us. I will be right here. Now, you know, you and I, as our parents or to our children, we can't always be right there. And we know that. And we understand that. And one of these days, we will be gone. And yet, as we think back, as our children think back on that one that they call dad, my concern is today that it would be a valuable name to them. It would be something precious as they reflect upon their dad. Not just the gifts dad gave. Not just the things that they may have even done with dad. But just the character of dad, what he stood for, what values he had, the mark he made on his society, so that our children will realize it's good that dad gave good gifts, but dad's name was esteemed by others and mostly by me. He was my dad, and I was proud of the fact that he was my dad. Fathers know what their children need is the last thought I want us to consider. And in knowing of this need, in Jesus' sermon there on the mount, he says, don't ever worry and say, what are we going to eat? Or what are we going to drink? Or what are we going to wear? Everyone is concerned about these things. He's saying, you know, if that's the only concern you have, everyone's concerned about those things. Scratching out a living. It's never been easy. It's not easy today. It's very difficult. And yet at the same time, we realize it's very blessed to us as well. So here's what he says. This is why I want you to consider. Everyone is concerned about this. Now listen to what he says about the Heavenly Father. Your Heavenly Father certainly knows you need all of these things. Your Heavenly Father knows you need clothing, you need food, you need those things just to survive in life. But you know, he says, what your Heavenly Father wants you to understand is to seek first, be concerned about the kingdom of God. Be concerned about the place that God is playing in your life as your Heavenly Father. What he is approval of. He says, you seek these things first, and then all of these other things will be provided. God knows what you need before you ask him, but he still wants you to ask him. He is saying, seeking God and his kingdom first, and all these things will be added unto you. Another time Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by the word of God. So this part is what he's trying to share with us now for us dads of this generation. He's saying, dad, you could provide for your child all of the physical things they might need. Clothing, shelter, even some things they don't need, but they just want it. You can provide all of those. In our day and age, I believe dads are doing good trying to provide for their children. All of those kind of things. And the Heavenly Father says, I know your kids need those kinds of things. And I can say to you, I know your kids need those kinds of things. But God's going a step further. God is our Heavenly Father, and he knows not only do we need all these things, but he also knows that our spiritual needs are more important. Or just as important, even greater importance than our physical needs. He's saying to make provision for your children spiritually. That's an important thing to do. To have a balance between providing for them physically and providing for them spiritually. And the spiritual part of it's going to give them a purpose. The physical part of it, food and that stuff, gives us renewal. If you're concerned about the value of their emotional, that's important too. The value of their mental, and that's important too. But the purpose that's in their life, the need of that purpose that's in their life, is because they need a purpose and that is met spiritually. You can't meet that for them. You can just show them or lead them. And we need to know, your Heavenly Father knows that you need these things. Now, he can say to you and I as a dad, as a grandpa, as a great-grandpa, I know you need these things. And I know you work hard at trying to provide these things. And as we already mentioned, what he's saying to you, but you know you got to do, you got to seek God's kingdom first. You got to recognize there's a spiritual side of this. And that spiritual side needs to be met as well. You know, some of you, your children are all grown. And maybe you and I have said the same thing. There's times we know we could have done it better. There's times we know we could have looked at it. You know, we still, as a parent, because I say once a parent, always a parent. Your child may do something when they was young and you turned them over your knee and just gave them a few little spankings. Well, now they're grown adults, you can't give them a spanking. But you know, you and I need to realize that we can try to do that spiritual part. And I've been saying to Dad, some dads say to me, you know, I didn't meet the spiritual part of my children's lives when they were younger. I wasn't in church. I was just involved in earning, providing for all of those physical things for their life. But that doesn't mean that that whole period of life is over. That means you also can know that if you feel like you failed as a father in not providing spiritual things for your children, don't give up yet. Start praying for them. Start sharing the value that now you sense of the spiritual in their life. Knowing they might say to you, well, I don't know as I need it now, and that's okay. But recognize that that spiritual part is a tremendously important part to get a hold of, to help us in our journey. Even though God knows the needs that you have before you ask, He still wants us to ask. And so maybe sometimes it gets reversed order as it gets along in this part of life, to the point whereby maybe we can ask, can I share something with you, my son? I didn't do too well on this spiritual part. You know, one thing I like to have in mind is dads try to make it so their children have it better than they had it. And son, I'd like to have that you would make it so your children have it better than you had it. One dad say a shared idea of those kinds of things that, hey, I didn't do the best that I could, but I tell you, it's something that's tremendously important to be done. And I think that's something that is very beneficial. Even if you've done your very best in the spiritual line, and your children are not walking that way now, they didn't seem to respond to your spiritual things in your life. You know, that don't mean give up. That means claim that prayer that Jesus, that God's word teaches us. To believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt be saved, and thy house. I think the Father, the Heavenly Father, hears a prayer of a dad praying for the spiritual needs of his son. I believe the Heavenly Father ears open to that kind of a prayer. And I believe he would be good and glad to respond to that kind of a prayer. Some of you never had the privilege to be a dad. You have no earthly children. But at the same time, you have people in your life that are children. And you and I try to reach out to them as well. And sometimes when we reached out to those that wasn't our children, but we just became a father figure to them, sometimes we got hurt. Can I tell you, folks, even if you had biological children, every now and then you get hurt. That doesn't mean we stop. Don't stop ever being a parent to somebody else's child. If a child looks to you as a father figure, then I say to you, you accept that. You know what I'm finding right now in my life? I have some people that tell me they've looked at me like a father figure. They looked at me as the one that their dad wasn't. And it's helped them to understand their dad and to accept their dad. Now and then I have somebody who says to me, you're my grandpa. Now I'm a grandpa figure. say, oh man, how does that work out? And you know, sometimes we don't want to draw away from those things. We don't want to take away from those things. But we want to realize that that's something that is very special. Getting close to my closing time of the message. Got a few minutes left yet. I want to just share some thoughts in these last few minutes that we have. First of all, of the Father's relationship to us as it's recorded in the book of Hebrews chapter 12. Moreover, we have had human fathers who have disciplined us, and we respected them for it. Now, I don't think he's meaning you respected them for it when you're getting the discipline. You know, no spanking at the time seems to be very blunt, very good. Here's another one of these how much mores. How much more should we submit to the Father of our spirits and live? Our fathers disciplined us for a little while as they thought best, but God disciplines us for our good, that we may share in his holiness. Now listen to what he says. No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, you know, not only is there much more, but later on, there's got to be those later ons. You didn't appreciate spankings when you got them from that. One person told me the other day, man, they said, school kids today, they get away with so much that if I tried to get away with something in school, he said, I knew that my punishment when I got home was going to be a whole lot more severe than they ever gave me in school when Dad found out what I did. Later on, however, it produced a harvest of righteousness. Those disciplined times in your life have been productive. It's got you on the right path. And besides that, he says, and peace. Peace came into your life instead of that turmoil that kept getting you into trouble. But here's what he says to those who have been trained by it. You've learned something from the discipline. Now, I may be talking to someone this morning that you believe in Jesus and you've talked about that you're a son of God, a child of God. And then something happened whereby you feel he disciplined you too severely. Something happened in your life that you didn't figure should have happened, and you took it as punishment from God. You know, sometimes parents do punish. But you know something? God never punishes. He always disciplines. Discipline is corrective so that it turns us around, so that we don't end up doing it again. God doesn't punish. Punish is penal. You get punished, and that payment's been made. But God says, no, no, that's not the way it works with me. I don't punish for disobedience. I discipline for disobedience so that the disobedience can be turned around and made into something powerful and a blessing in the life. The last thought I want to share with you is I love the story that Jesus taught us in Luke 15 about the prodigal son. A son one day was feeling like he was smarter than his dad, probably. And he went to his dad and said, someday I'm going to inherit some things, Dad. And I'd like to get it right now. I want my share of the inheritance. All kinds of things have been made about that, him asking for that, that he wished his dad was dead and those kinds of things. I'm not going to address that. He just thought, I'm going to get inheritance one day. I'd like to have it while I'm young and while I can use it. And you know, this dad was good. He gave him the inheritance. And after a little while, when the boy had all that money in his pocket, he had all that so excited about getting on his own life, he left home and he left dad. He left family and went out on his own. And man, at first it was fun. He was doing all the stuff that he had dreamed about when he was there on the farm. And he was having the best time of his life. He was having all kinds of parties and everything else you could think of. And everything was wonderful, and he would be saying, another day in paradise. Just life is so good. Till all of a sudden, one day, he reached his hand in his pocket, and there was no more money left. He had to go to work. In those days, you know what happens? Same as it is today. When you got money, you got friends. When you don't got no money, you don't got no friends. They all left him. got a job taking care of the pigs, but even he was a Jewish boy, that was one of the worst jobs you could ever have. You know, he got so hungry that he thought, I'll eat the pig food. And all of a sudden it says he came to his senses. He came to his senses and said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go back home and I'm going to say to my father, Father, I've sinned against heaven and against you. I'm no longer worthy to be your son. Make me a hired servant. The second thought is that Dad was on the other side. He had given the inheritance. He released the son to go. But all ever since his son's been gone, he's been looking for him to come back. And one day he goes outdoors and there he can see a shadow of a man coming down this way. And it's his son. And he went running to his son. He placed his arms around him and he hugged him and he kissed him. And he said to the servants, hurry, bring the best robe and put it on his finger, on his body rather, and put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Kill the fatted calf. Let's celebrate. My son was dead and he's back to life. The family was united. Now, I have no doubt today that as I speak this sermon on Father's Day, there's some of your dads' heart is so heavy because you and your son don't talk. I'm not interested in how that came about. I just noticed from this prodigal son, two things are necessary. One of them is that somebody has to come to the senses. And they have to say, what a waste. My son and I not being together. My son and I not talking to one another. And then you know something? When that thought begins to happen, we realize that then what we need to do is somebody needs to go seeking for forgiveness. And we need to be ready to forgive. And so I'm just saying to you this morning, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this. I'm just saying to you this morning, you and I both need to realize that one of the things that is most important is come to that place, either a father or a son, whoever can do it first, come to that place and say, this is too much a waste, it's my dad, and I need to do something about it. It's my son, and I need to do something about it. And then be willing to forgive. And I trust that somebody's son, somebody's dad, some fathers and sons today would be reunited with one another as we realize the blessing that is ours through that father-son relationship, and also at the same time realize how much we're losing when we don't have that relationship with us. I'm just going to ask God to lead you. And that's what I'm going to close with in this song. Lead me. Lead me in the way I should go. About my son, about my dad. Lead me. God bless you.
I look around and see my wonderful life, almost perfect from the outside. In picture frames, I see my beautiful wife, always smiling, but on the inside, oh, I can hear her saying, lead me with strong